April is National Poetry Month, and to celebrate, we've asked some leading poets to come in and read for us. On today's Poetry Break, it's Ann Lauterbach.
I've been thinking a lot about Mahler because I think he was a composer who was between 19th century Romanticism and 20th century Modernism in a very particular kind of way. So if you listen to Mahler, you find both a tremendous dissonance and at the same time an incredible melodic lyrical urge, particularly in his song cycles. And this is called After Mahler. A thousand minutes come out of the tottering state. The bed of time moved within its bearings like a dream. He answered, tomorrow. Someone else was screaming on the radio. People laughed. The cat has been dead for some time now. The wedding party's bright joy looked strange from the streaking jet. Meanwhile, persons are moving around outside. They have decided to foreclose on options pertaining to the new world. Instead, to allow themselves to live in a world neither new nor old, but which abides as in a floating balloon, untethered above trophies and noise, so that wren shrunk, Pentecostal shade, harp rubbed under Mahler's tent, his abundant farewell to Alma's rage. After all, the part that was said and the part that was done, the conductor in his care. So one was forced to go back to how it might have begun, after all, the century that leaks its tunes into the summer air, refuses to call. To call is to ask, break a silence. But the music, after all, it is music, song spiraled, and the landscape detained across a field into a night in which we learn only pornography of sight, its ocular target, see, 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 from above the tents and the persons milling about in their robes. They are the disciples, silence them. And if they are merely birds, flocks rising in circles like smoke without song, see, see, we cannot hear the tremulous strings, nor the soprano glittering in the heat of the tent, the conductor mouthing her words, not that. Sun making its way east and east and west of the river where the ivy is not poison and the trees not weeds, and this or that spins into the final cycle its systemic will. Do not butter the toast. Do not come like a ghost without shame, a promise adumbrated against the cry of any nocturnal creature. All against one and the philosophical questions on a far continent like so many markets. Not that, either. Conditions above the smashed agora, with the cowboy riding sunset on his mechanical cart, his small mouth and child's incontinent whine, casinos in full play, paying for assault, moving to the rush of coin. And still we did not speak, did not know to whom to speak, muttered at lunch, gave each other proofs of care, one to one, but did not come to the table to hear our fathers. They were dead, our mothers, they were busy, our neighbors, they were elsewhere, our lovers, they were not listening. Listen, this is a lullaby, listen.
Ann Lauterbach's latest book of poems is called Hum. For more information about her and the other poets in the series, go to the Leonard Lopate Show page at WNYC.org.